I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, May 19th. There were two new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday. The active case total is 29. Quincy is in the green category on the state's risk assessment map with a positivity rate of just over 1.3%. There have been 153 deaths. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says he will explore using some of the federal American Rescue Plan money to purchase a new home for Quincy College. Koch says he still wants to buy the Monroe Building in Quincy Center, tear it down, and create a new home for the college and for City Hall. Koch this week withdrew his proposal to borrow $23 million to buy the building after the city council showed little support for the plan. Koch says he still believes the college needs a permanent new home in order to succeed. Quincy is getting $34 million from the American Rescue Plan to assist with recovery from the pandemic. The mayor believes Quincy College will not survive without a permanent new home. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says he is close to announcing a new mayoral commission to explore whether Quincy needs a new Department of Social Justice and Equity. Koch's comments come after Ward 4 Councilor Brian Pamlucci said he was disappointed that Koch didn't include the department in next year's budget proposal. The city council passed an ordinance in support of the new department, but Koch says he still doesn't see a need and feels issues of equity can be handled with current staff and perhaps some new hires. Koch did agree to appoint a 9-member volunteer panel to explore racial issues in Quincy and report back later this year. He expects to announce that panel soon. There will be no changes to the upcoming 70th annual Quincy Flag Day celebration, despite the changes in COVID restrictions coming soon. Mayor Thomas Koch says it's too late to update the plans for this year's parade and fireworks. The parade will step off on Saturday, June 12th at 7 p.m. along Hancock Street down Marymount Parkway. Instead of a celebration at Pageant Field after the parade, fireworks will be set off from a barge in Quincy Bay at 9 p.m. Koch says people will be able to spread out along Quincy Shore Drive and other coastal locations to enjoy the fireworks. Normally, there would be a flag-raising celebration, speeches, music, and then fireworks at Pageant Field following the parade. Koch says it is too late to update the plans. When Governor Baker announced COVID restrictions would end on May 29th, he also put an expiration date on the state of emergency. On June 15th, dozens of emergency orders will expire. Some of the orders implemented changes that some businesses and lawmakers want to keep. The orders opened up new opportunities for medicine, restaurants, and civic engagement. Senate President Karen Spilka, House Speaker Ron Mariano have asked for a full list of pandemic-era policies that are set to expire or change when the state of emergency is lifted. They will likely need to take action to make more of those emergency orders permanent. From the MBTA to school meetings, just about everything went on Zoom. Some city councils, town boards, and state lawmakers may want to keep that remote participation option. Telemedicine and telehealth became widespread over the past 14 months. Patients found it convenient and effective, saving them time from both traveling and sitting in waiting rooms. In January, Governor Baker signed a law making sure it will remain after the pandemic. But the section of the law requiring insurance companies to cover telehealth at the same rate as in-person expires 90 days after the emergency order ends. Takeout and delivery orders helped restaurants survive the pandemic. The approval for the sale of wine, beer, and cocktails to go also made a big difference. Lawmakers also put a cap on the fees third-party delivery services could charge restaurants. Restaurant owners are pushing to extend both measures. A 15-year-old has been arrested in connection with a shots-fired incident outside a Randolph apartment complex yesterday morning. Officers responding to a report of shots fired at the Rosemont Square Apartments on High Street found the juvenile with a gun on him and as many as 6 shots fired at the scene, according to Randolph Police Chief Anthony Morag. The shooting prompted the temporary lockdown of the nearby Randolph Middle School, as residents were told to shelter in place. Morag says the shooting does not appear to be random and that authorities are still searching for additional suspects. There were no injuries. A Boston police sergeant was arrested on an assault and battery charge and has been ordered by a judge to stay away from his wife and children, according to the Norfolk County DA's office. Brian Dunford of Milton was arraigned in Quincy District Court yesterday. Prosecutors requested bail be set at $5,000, but he was released on personal recognizance. The alleged assault occurred in December. Prosecutors asked for Dunford to be required to wear a GPS monitoring device and to surrender his firearms, but the judge denied those requests. Dunford's due back in Quincy Court July 16th for a pretrial hearing. Sergeant Detective John Boyle, a Boston Police Department spokesman, said Dunford has been placed on administrative leave. The charge against Dunford comes amid growing scrutiny of the police department for its handling of domestic charges against officers in the ranks. Dunford's record with the department includes multiple citizen complaints, including a use of force allegation in 2010, for which he was exonerated, and 3 others involving disrespectful treatment or allegations of neglect of duty, unreasonable judgment, which were closed by investigators who could not prove or disprove the allegations. Dunford was the subject of an internal affairs investigation stemming from a 2008 incident where he and his partner arrested a black firefighter after a neighbor reported a fight between the firefighter and his girlfriend. The couple denied they were fighting and said the officers attacked them. Internal Affairs concluded Dunford used poor judgment when testifying in court and failed to accurately document the type or amount of force used when placing a suspect under arrest. Dunford, whose father was superintendent-in-chief at the time, received a 5-day suspension, but only was required to serve 2 days if he stayed out of trouble for a year. The firefighter won a $52,500 settlement. Massachusetts' 3 casinos continued their pandemic recovery in April. The nearly $85 million in gross gambling revenue at the state's casinos was up slightly from $84 million in March. The state collected more than $24 million in taxes in April, the most since before the start of the pandemic. Revenue was up at both Encore Boston Harbor and the Plain Ridge Park Slots Parlor in Plainville, but declined slightly at MGM Springfield. Although the state will see the bulk of its COVID-19 rules lifted on May 29th, Massachusetts casinos are still operating under capacity limits meant to control the spread of the coronavirus. The Mass Gaming Commission plans to meet before the end of this month to discuss loosening occupancy and mask-wearing rules. Massachusetts casinos were closed in March 2020 because of the pandemic, but were allowed to reopen last July under strict capacity limits. With much of the country relaxing coronavirus restrictions and mask mandates, the summer of 2021 will be a hot one for travel. Boston has just been named one of the best places to visit in the USA. The ranking from U.S. News and World Report puts Boston 19th out of 30 top travel destinations. The Massachusetts Capital offers activities for all types of travelers, according to the report. The 2.5-mile-long Freedom Trail, which connects Boston Common to the Bunker Hill Monument, offers a terrific overview of the city's rich history, while Fenway Park is a must-see attraction for baseball fans. Both the city of Boston and Fenway are set to fully reopen on May 29th. U.S. News also cited Boston's pubs and food scene, as well as the city's world-renowned universities. Another New England destination also made it on the list. Maine's Bar Harbor was 16th, touted for being the perfect gateway to Acadia National Park. U.S. News said it looked at attractions, accommodations, dining options, and votes from thousands of travelers in making its ranking. Coming in first on the list was the Grand Canyon, followed by Yosemite, and then Yellowstone. A check of business news this morning, and stocks retreated yesterday. The Dow was down 267, the NASDAQ fell 75, and the S&P dropped 35. Global stocks also lower today. The dollar edged up, the euro edged down, and oil at $64 a barrel. Sports: Celtics secure a spot in the playoffs with a 118-100 win over the Wizards last night. Game one is coming up on May 22nd at 8 p.m. Celtics will take on the Brooklyn Nets. The Bruins will face off against the Washington Capitals. Game three of their playoffs tonight at the Garden at 6:30. The Blue Jays routed the Red Sox 8-0 yesterday. That series will continue tonight at 7:37 p.m. The National Weather Service forecast for today, mostly sunny and pleasant, highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, clear, low 58. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high around 70 degrees. Friday, partly sunny in the mid-70s. Saturday, intermittent clouds, high 73. For the boater today, waves about 2 feet. A light northerly wind becoming easterly. The high tide not till 6 p.m. Sunrise at 5:18, sets at 8:02. So again today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-70s. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, May 19th.